Okay then, so time to turn our attention to, well, a bit of preparation for the Summer Olympics, which takes place in Paris later on in 2024, as Great Britain's women's hockey team recently qualified and booked their spot for Paris 2024. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by one of the players in that team. It's Derby's Anna Thoman. Anna, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I bet it's been an absolute whirlwind ever since you've come back from Spain in the tournament. First of all, how are you? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been a strange few days. I think the overriding feeling is just relief that we've qualified for the Olympics, and I know what I'm training towards for the next 6 months of my life because there's just been so much uncertainty. The last few months we've been training really hard for it, but ultimately you don't know if you're going to the Olympics as Team GB until you qualify. So yeah, it's been nice to just relax for the last few days and really reflect on what's happened in Spain.
Yeah, so just for any listeners not aware of what the qualification scenario was like, so basically there was also the men's qualifying tournaments that were running alongside it, but the women's one that was taking place in Spain, and it was sort of like the last chance saloon really for the rest of the nations involved. And for GB, it really did go to the wire, so you got knocked out in the semi-final, and only three teams could qualify. So it meant that you had to beat Ireland in your third place playoff to qualify for Paris 2024, and you got the job done with a 2-1 victory. And well, I mean, it was tense watching it. Just how tense was it actually being directly involved? Because it was a very tight match, wasn't it, against Ireland?
Yeah, I think to be honest, I think that's the most tense I've felt throughout my career. I just think the threat of not qualifying for the Olympics was just huge, and I'm not normally a player that gets nervous, and even I was nervous. But it was good. It was the beauty of the tournament was that we did get a couple of goes to be able to qualify, and in the end, it probably was the right three teams because we were the highest ranked. Us, Belgium and Spain were the highest ranked teams at that tournament. But obviously, that's not necessarily going to happen. And when it comes down to a one-off game, regardless of who you're playing, anything can happen. And teams throw the kitchen sink at you. So we were very confident going into it. And there's not one part of me that thought we weren't going to qualify. But obviously, things just play in the back of your mind, and the nerves creep in. So yeah, it was a huge, huge stress over the last week or so. So it was just an absolute relief when we did get over the final line.
Yeah, and just in terms of the overall tournament, so there are eight teams overall, and you finished third in it to qualify. What did you think of the team's performances overall? Because obviously there were the semi-final defeat to Belgium. I think that was a 3-2 defeat. It was a cracking game overall. But how, in terms of the overall tournament, how pleased were the players with the team's performances?
Yeah, in general, we were really pleased with our performances. We've been working really hard over the last few months training at Bisham, and we had a trip to Argentina as well, where we played some games, and we thought things were really looking up in comparison to the summer. We didn't have a great summer as a squad. So going into the tournament, we felt really confident, and ultimately, in these moments, it doesn't actually matter how we play as long as we get the win. So we had our first loss in our pool game against Spain, which was quite a difficult one to take actually, because we thought we should have won it. We were playing really well and we were creating loads of chances, but we just weren't putting the ball in the net. But we tried to not let it get ahead of us and just take each game as it was, and ultimately that helped us build lots of confidence going into the next game because we felt we were putting performance. It was just okay, there's just like small things that we need to work on in order to score. But the feeling was really good in the team, and everyone felt like together, and we felt like we can do this. So that was what was the most important thing to get us through.
And just in terms of your own form, how pleased were you with your own performances? Because I understand you actually had to have a knee operation, so you're actually out of action for a long time. I think it's only quite recently that you've returned to international competition. So how hard has the road to recovery been for that? And now that you are back playing, how pleased are you with your return?
Yeah, it was a very long road to recovery for me. I've been fortunate enough in my career not to have many injuries, but this one was, like you say, quite a big one. I had my operation back in March. So I didn't play for about 7 or 8 months, which was, yeah, it was a really difficult time. It's an awful place to be as an athlete, but fundamentally it's part of it. Yeah, I was lucky enough to go to Argentina in November, December with the girls. So I got in some really good quality matches against Argentina and Holland, who are world number one and world number two. So that was a bit of a shock to the system coming back after 8 months and playing those two teams. But ultimately, it put me in a really good place going into Olympic qualifier. And then I felt really confident in my ability to be able to do my role for the team. And I felt a lot more up to speed because it does take a while. As much running as you do in rehab, it just never it's never the same as playing hockey because obviously it's such an unnatural position to be running in. So I felt like I had enough match play and training before I went out to Olympic qualifier. So I was really grateful for that.
Yeah, what sort of level is the team right now, the women's team for Team GB's hockey team? Because I was saying, I think in the last three Olympic Games, you've secured medals in the past three, and of course in 2016 you went all the way and won gold in what was an incredible achievement. But right now, what's sort of the level of the team? Because I understand from the last time I spoke to Holly Pern-Webb, there's been a few changes. Obviously, in the past few years, a lot of key players have retired. Is it still going through a bit of a sort of transitional phase at the moment, or is it beginning to settle down a bit now?
I definitely think it's beginning to settle down. I think our biggest problem, I think, in our team is just how much we fluctuate with our performances. And it's something that we try and work on and focus on a lot is trying to get that consistency. Because we know on a good day we can compete with anyone, but we're almost our worst enemies as well. And we can have performances that are just not up to scratch and not what we train for day in, day out. So I think for us, it's yeah, trying to get that consistency. I think in previous years we've not reached expectations and what we can actually do as a team. So last year at England, we probably we didn't play well in the summer, and then we come together, come to Bisham, train really hard, and then we put together some good performances. So and that's actually kind of what happened in the Tokyo cycle as well. I think us getting a bronze medal was actually quite a shock to quite a lot of people. It wasn't to us because we, like I said, we know what we can do on the day, but I just think for us, it's just getting that consistency through matches, regardless of who we're playing. And then we can compete with anybody.
And yeah, recently it was confirmed what the Olympics groups were going to be. So whether that's for the men's and for the women's tournament. So I think I've got it right that as usual, it's two groups, so pools, two pools of six teams. So with Team GB in the women's tournament, so you've got Argentina, the United States, Spain, South Africa, and Australia. I guess it's not really worth asking, is that a tough group? Because it's bound to be a tough group. You're now already in the Olympics. These are already the best teams in the world competing. But who's sort of like the toughest challenge in that pool that's going to give you the toughest game? Because I understand from what you've said earlier, Argentina are a formidable nation and ranked very high.
Yeah, so Australia and Argentina are the two highest ranked in our pool. But their teams, I mean, I love playing Australia and Argentina because it's such like a fast style hockey and we historically love playing both these teams. So as much as they're higher ranked than us, they're absolutely teams that we can beat. So I think, yeah, like you said, there's never going to be an easy group because there's only two. So you just have to take each game as it comes and obviously, you always keep an eye on what's going on in the other pool, and there'll definitely be one team that we want to avoid in the quarterfinals. But apart from that, I think we could beat anyone in our group, which is really nice to know. But it'll be hugely competitive because obviously it's only two that don't come out of the group to reach the quarterfinals. So every game will be very competitive, which I think which makes it great, and that's part of the Olympics.
Yeah, and just obviously, there's still a fair way to go because, of course, the Olympics doesn't actually take place until August. And obviously, we don't know what their squad selection is going to be once we get there. But how confident are you that GB women can maybe even medal again. Obviously, that would be some achievement to do that for four Olympics in a row if you were to medal again. But how confident are you that you can go very deep into the tournament and, yeah, possibly finish within the top three again?
I mean, I think I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't have confidence that we could medal. I think, I mean, like everyone, we've got so much hard work to do over the next few months, and we know what improvements we need to make. But we've done it before, and that's the beauty of us, where we train. We are a full-time program, and we have amazing facilities, amazing staff, and we've got a really good, talented group. So I think that's the beauty of it. And we tend to get really good performances when we have these periods of time where we're working really hard at Bisham. And ultimately, that's what we've got coming up. We've got some international matches going into the summer, so that will set us up nicely. But yeah, I think you've always got to have confidence in your own and the team's ability. Otherwise, there's no point stepping out there.
Yeah, fantastic. And just finally, yeah, because I noted that it got pretty decent TV coverage as well, this Hockey Olympics qualifying tournament. So it was shown on terrestrial TV, and so it was a bit more accessible for the general public and perhaps more casual hockey fans to actually be able to watch Team GB. How good is it to have that sort of coverage as well, to have it more accessible? Because I read an article recently, it was really interesting about how there is so much content that's directed towards specifically the Premier League, not just football, but specifically the Premier League. It almost drowns out a lot of other sports, particularly Olympic sports, and it just doesn't get the exposure that it used to have. So how important is it for hockey to keep getting coverage like they did do in that Olympics qualifying tournament?
Oh, it's hugely important, and we were so excited as a team when we found out, as were the men, that it was going to be on BBC. I think, like you mentioned, it just makes it way more accessible because often it's on a platform that people have to pay for, and ultimately not everyone can afford to pay for it. So I think that as a starting point was brilliant for the hockey fans who want to watch it, but then for it to be out there in the media a little bit more for people who don't necessarily watch it, it's coming up on news articles. It's coming up on the BBC Sport app. So I think stuff like that for us is fantastic. We want to promote our sport. Ultimately, that's such a big part of why we play, and we want it to be out there for it to be more accessible to people to watch, for people to play. And I think this was like a great stepping stone for us. And we were trying to do all we can to get people to watch because we know those ratings need to be as high as possible. So it was an incredible opportunity for us to promote our sport, and we were very thankful that the BBC came on board.
Okay, fantastic. Well, congratulations once again for being a key part in helping Team GB qualify. Of course, the men's team have also qualified as well for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. So hopefully we can speak to you a bit later on in the year and a bit sooner to when the Olympics start. But thanks very much for your time, Anna, and congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.